During this portion of Vocal Point, we'll be talking about the Chinese Communist Party and their culpability in this whole COVID-19 crisis that has upended the whole world, not just the United States, not just China, and not just Europe. Stephen Mosher is our guest. He is the founder and president of the Population Research Institute. Their website is pop.org. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Stephen, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's good to be here today, Jerry, to talk about this important topic.
All of our lives. I mean, I don't care who you are, whether you're the president or a janitor or whatever. All of our lives, it would seem, has been affected by this coronavirus. And yet this isn't just something that came out of nowhere, like some sort of fluke of nature. This involves, some mishandling of some toxic substances in a laboratory in China, and the Communist Party is culpable in a lot of this. So let's go ahead and have you wax eloquent. How are they culpable?
Well, yeah, this didn't come from nature. This came from man. This came from the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party, which was putting a rush on research in their biolab in Wuhan. And I think they were putting so much pressure on the researchers that the researchers cut corners. And this dangerous coronavirus, we can call it the Wuhan flu, the China virus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, escaped from the lab in Wuhan. And there the story gets even worse, because after it escaped, it could have been contained very, very quickly by using means that we're all very familiar with now, right? Contact tracing, finding out who patient zero was, tracing that person's contacts, putting those people under quarantine. Instead, the deadly virus was allowed to spread throughout the city of Wuhan. China hid it. It was allowed to spread throughout China and the world. China still continued to hide it. And even to this present day, Jerry, they're still hiding what they know about the virus. How irresponsible is it for them to have, back in January, when the first cases were being discovered in China, for them to have told the researchers, destroy your records, destroy your laboratory research, destroy the samples of the virus, go back to ground zero?
That is amazing. I understand, for example, they allowed flights from Wuhan to other parts of the world, including the United States of America, but no flights from Wuhan once they learned about this, this virus outbreak, no flights from Wuhan to other parts of China.
Yeah, there's only one way to interpret that, and that way is to say China knew it had a deadly epidemic on its hands, and it wanted to try to protect the rest of China from the spread of the Wuhan flu, but it was allowing the Wuhan flu to spread throughout the rest of the world. I think they probably said to themselves, we know we're going to go down. If we go down, we want to take the rest of the world with us. And that, of course, is exactly what sadly has happened. We see now a pandemic with infections in 150 countries around the world. And it was all preventable. It happened because of the deliberate actions of the Chinese Communist Party.
Okay, for those Americans who are so naive, and I still remember this tweet, and I think this lady was from England, but on a website called BuzzFeed, and she was an actual writer and so forth. Maybe she's still there. And she said something like, all I want for Christmas is full communism now. Well, lady, if you had full communism now, you wouldn't even have Christmas, but that's another story. There are a lot of young people today, even in America, that say we want socialism, we want communism. They don't realize what they're talking about. So please do us a favor, unmask the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, the Chinese Communist Party is based on a series of lies, right? The lie that there is no God, that's a lie. The lie that man is simply a higher animal, when we know that we're only a little lower than the angels, we're not simply a higher form of ape. The lie that perfect paradise can be achieved on earth if we simply give all power to a political party called the Chinese Communist Party, which once it achieves a perfect society will then fade away and we will get along with no government at all. That's clearly a fabrication. So the whole ideology is built on a series of lies about God, about man, about the nature of society. And it's, you know, it's a lack of experience, it's naivete, it's miseducation that leads young people in the United States to believe that, that socialism can somehow be made to work. You know, they think that socialism is great. It hasn't succeeded so far only because the wrong people have been in charge. Yeah. If you put the right people in charge, we're going to achieve paradise on earth. It'll never happen. Communist regimes kill on average between 10 and 15% of their population when they take power, because they're eliminating class enemies, right? They're eliminating counter-revolutionaries. They believe that they're always only one execution away from achieving that perfect society that is their goal. Communism is nothing but an excuse for a one-party dictatorship, a tyranny that concentrates all power in the hands of very few and leaves the rest of the people powerless.
Okay, now to clarify this, you don't think that necessarily that the Chinese Communist Party set out to destroy the world or to take over the world through this pandemic. You believe, however, their goal to control as much of the world as they can cause them, as you said, to do these rush jobs, cause this rush job on this research, and that research was so deadly and so you know, fraught with danger that they should not have cut corners. So just go ahead and clarify that and talk a little bit more about that lab and what was its goal.
Well, first of all, we have to understand the goal of the Chinese Communist Party since taking power in China in 1949 has been to dominate not just China, but to dominate wider parts of the world. Back in 1958, Chairman Mao set up an Earth Control Committee, which he was using to plan his expansion into other parts of the world. The idea of the Chinese leadership is that China is the Middle Kingdom. That's what China means in the Chinese language, the Middle Kingdom, the kingdom at the center of the earth, to which all other countries and all other people should pay tribute and bow down to. So the goal of the party has always been to replace the United States as the dominant power in the world. And that's why they have these China 2025 plans to dominate the high-tech high ground of the future, artificial intelligence, biology, gene editing, you know, genomic technology, that sort of thing. And that's why they were putting a rush on all the research that was being done in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That was their cutting-edge level four biosecurity lab, the only one in all of China. And that's why it was engaged in this dangerous, dangerous research, which now we and the whole world can see how deadly it is, because many people are sickening and dying from it. And in order to beat the United States, in order to achieve dominance, they want to get ahead of us in the game of biotechnology, just as they want to get ahead of us in the field of artificial intelligence and robotics and all of the other high-tech areas that they can use to dominate the world in the future. That's why the leak probably happened. But everything that happened subsequent to the leak, Jerry, is completely a result of the incompetence and I dare say the evil of the Chinese Communist Party. Again, if we're going down, they said to themselves, we're going to take the whole world with us, because if our economy goes into recession or a deep depression, and while the rest of the world continues to thrive, our plan, our 2025 plan, our 2035 plan, our 2049 plan to dominate the world, will have a great setback. So we'll take the rest of the world down with us, and we'll try to come out of this sooner than the rest of the world and get a leg up. They're seeking, from this danger, they're seeking to create an opportunity for themselves to get ahead.
Wow. Okay, now, let's talk about bats. And how do bats play into this? And what about the allegations? Oh, this all began because of the Chinese eating habits in the wet markets of Wuhan.
Well, let's dispose of the wet market cover story right off the bat, because that is
no pun intended.
Because that is what the Chinese Communist Party has been saying. they have been saying that the deadly China virus leaped from a bat to a human being because bats were being sold at the wet market in the city of Wuhan. Now, point number one, there were no bats being sold at the wet market. We know that because China researchers on the ground interviewed 59 people who worked in the wet market, who shopped at the wet market, and they said no bats were ever sold here. So we can rule out the idea that bats were in the wet market. If bats were not in the wet market, then how did the bats get to Wuhan? Well, we know for sure that the bats, the intermediate horseshoe bat is the bat species we're talking about here, did not fly from a bat cave 600, 800 miles away from Wuhan and land in someone's soup, all right? So how did the bats get to the city of Wuhan? Well, they were brought to the city of Wuhan by China's Batman. That's literally what he's called, China's Batman, a Mr. Tian, whose job for the last 15 years has been to go into caves in remote areas of neighboring provinces and collect horseshoe bats. And he doesn't just collect one or two. He collects thousands of horseshoe bats, and he brings them to the Wuhan Institute of Virology because that's where they're doing all the bat research. And once the bats get to the lab, their blood is examined for viruses, so that their viruses, mostly coronaviruses, we all know now what a coronavirus is because it's the source of the pandemic. They have collected over the last 10 years, they've collected over 2,000 new species of viruses, and 1,500 of those are coronaviruses. Most of those come from bats. So there are a lot of viruses being collected in this lab. Work is being done in haste. Corners are being cut. Proper lab protocol is not being followed, and this bug leaked from the lab. We actually had State Department scientists visit the lab in Wuhan in 2018, and they came back and they were horrified by what they had seen. They said the lab is not being run as a high containment level 4 lab with all the proper safety precautions being taken. It's being run as a level 2 lab, a low containment lab. They're cutting corners. Sooner or later, an accident is going to happen. We need to stop working with this lab. Well, I would call it not just a low-containment lab. I would call it a no-containment lab because it did not contain the Wuhan virus that we're now all grappling with.
What?
So the Wuhan lab was doing research on how to make deadly coronaviruses that would be able to infect human beings. And they found a few of these deadly coronaviruses that were capable of infecting human beings. Now, bear in mind that if those coronaviruses had stayed in their bats, in caves, hundreds of miles away from a major city, we would not be facing a pandemic. But they weren't allowed to stay there. The bats with their viruses were brought to Wuhan, and the coronavirus leaked into the streets of a major city of 15 million people, and you know the rest of the story. But it wasn't just that they were isolating coronaviruses in the lab and studying them. They were doing something more. They were using what's called recombinant technology to take pieces of different coronaviruses and splice them together to make a superbug, to make a coronavirus that was even more deadly and more infectious than what was found in nature. And you have to ask yourself, why would they do such a thing? Why would they create a superbug?
We have 20 seconds.
Causing a pandemic? And the answer is because they were trying to study how to control it and contain it and treat it. Well, I think it escaped from the lab before they found out how to treat it or how to contain it.
Wow. Okay, people can get more information at pop.org. Stephen Mosher, thanks so much for being with us. Stay safe.
Thank you.